Sparks Playground.
Hooray! This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Here's your host, Darren Harris.
Hey, everybody. What's good? Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm talking about a subject that I talk about kind of frequently, but I've been trying to lean away from it, but it's getting to be that time now, so I feel it necessary to at least comment on it, and that's voting. Now, if you're an American, I highly encourage you to exercise that right, and if you are a Black American, I really think that you should. But as a Black American, are we completely sure about who we're going to vote for? And really, generally, as an American anyway, and the reason I'm talking about it from the Black perspective is because I am a Black person, just in case you've missed it. But either way, I think that Black people need to start getting together and voting and showing up to the polls and being heard. And I think that we are moving in that direction. I've seen Black votership go up a lot, even in the face of voter suppression. But when you go and vote, what do you ask yourself? Let me rephrase that. When you go and vote, have you ever asked yourself these questions? And I think these are important questions. The first question is, who am I as a person? And what does that have to do with voting? It has everything to do with voting. Who am I as a person? Am I a good person? Am I a bad person? Do I feel? Do I have compassion? Do I care? Who am I as a person politically and as a person actually? What do I stand for is another question. What do I stand for? What do I believe in? What would I fight for? What would I die for? What are my morals? Does this person that I'm about to vote for speak for me entirely, or am I being manipulated into this belief? Those are good questions to ask yourself. Especially, this is a really good one. What exactly am I voting for? A lot of people just vote because they don't like the other guy. But they don't really take the time to really, I mean, and some people do, but a lot of people don't. They just don't do the research. They just don't do the research. They don't look into it. What is the agenda of the party that I am affiliated with? And I'm talking about the real agenda. And also, do I even understand the agenda of the other party? Or do I just shut them out completely? I think these are all very, very, very valid questions to ask yourself. Especially, what exactly am I voting for? We need to take more time and read through the fine print. I know it's arduous. I know that people don't want to sit down and read through a bunch of shit or turn on the news and or whatever and do the research. We're just relying on hearsay, really, and people's personal opinions about something they feel strongly about. Now, we're always going to, people are going to disagree, man. We're going to disagree. People are going to want to, you know, send their children to school over here. Other people aren't going to want to send their children to school. We're going to disagree on things. But that doesn't make one side right or one side wrong. It just means simply that we disagree. Because what you may find as right may be something that I find is wrong. And the same thing, if I find this to be right, you may say that it's wrong based on your belief system and what you were brought up with, right? So then that comes down to the agenda. What is the agenda of the party that I follow? What is the, now we know, you know, wholesome values and, you know, we know that. But what's the real agenda? What is the core? What's the agenda? And I'm sorry to say, I mean, and this is as of late. And everybody knows, it's no secret that, you know, I'm not a big GOP dude. You know, it's not really a secret. And I don't try to keep it a secret. As a matter of fact, I'm extremely vocal about it because of a lot of their agenda. Because it's really not designed to help me or black or brown people. It really doesn't go to benefit us. In my opinion, and in my experiences, the real agenda of the GOP is to preserve the ideology, the institution, and the sanctity of white supremacy. And that is why I have a really hard time with it. And that's why I have a hard time with you know, number 45. But for me, and what I understand is that we, black voters, we're only important to either party around election time. That's it. We're only important. Oh my God, we are so important. We need you so much around election time. But then after, as soon as they get the vote, we go right on back to the fucking. Because that's what happens, is we get fucked all the time. As soon as the election happens, as soon as they get to the position that they want to be in, as soon as the election happens, we get fucked. And I'm real leery now. I'm real hand shy of either party, really. So, in an effort to kind of, I guess, have some better understanding, because I don't want to broad stroke anybody. I don't want to broad stroke anybody. I don't want to broad stroke anybody. But I want to be thorough. So I went to each political party's website. And I basically just read the mission statement. Okay? So this is what the Republicans had to say. Initially, United in, and I'm reading now, by the way, this is off of the Republican official website, the RNC official website. And initially united in 1854 by the promise to abolish slavery, the Republican Party has always stood for freedom, prosperity, and opportunity. Today, as those principles come under attack from the far left, we are engaged in a national effort to fight for our proven agenda. Take our message to every American. Grow the party, promote election integrity, and elect Republicans up and down the ballot. The principles of the Republican, the principles of the Republican Party recognize the God-given liberties while promoting opportunities for every American. That's what it says. That's exactly what it says. And the funny shit to me is when you go to the website, it's a bunch of people of color right up there in the front, a whole bunch of them. I think, as a matter of fact, I only think there's a couple of white folks up there. It's a bunch of people of color to make it seem like they're inclusive. So then why you vote? Why vote against inclusion and diversity? Why try to roll back Jim Crow era politics? Why all the MAGA shit? I don't understand. And that's what they say. That's exactly what they say. Now, this is the Democrats. Now, the Democratic Party is the oldest party in the country. Since 1848, the Democratic National Committee has been the home of the Democratic Party, the oldest continuing party in the United States. Today, we are millions of supporters strong, leading with our values, fighting for progress, and helping elect Democrats in every state, city, and zip code, from local office to the Oval Office. Our party is strong because it is built on advancing our democratic platform and forging positive solutions that include everyone. As Democrats, we believe that every person in this nation should be treated with dignity and respect. We believe that health care is a right for all and that we should be rewarding the hard-working middle-class families. I'm getting through it, but I'm kind of reading far away. My glasses are giving up on me. We believe that our schools and streets should be safe from gun violence and that a woman's decision about her own body are hers to make. As the DNC, we are working together to build a brighter future for everyone. We are fighting for the soul of our country, for the heart of our democracy, and for America's place as the land of opportunity for all. Now that's the Democrats. Then why, as soon as you get into office, you forget about us? You go right on back to turning the other cheek or looking the other way. I mean, generally. The Ku Klux Klan, by the way, were a bunch of Democrats, just so you know. So I'm having a problem. Because here we have two parties, right, that claim to want the best for every single American. Both parties. They claim to want every single American to benefit and have the spoils of America. The problem is back in those days when all of this was forged, when they came up with the Declaration of Independence and all these things that govern our country, when they came up with all of that stuff, black and brown people, we really weren't considered. We really were not considered. As a matter of fact, black people weren't even considered to be human. Facts. So How would I think that you would want to, especially if you are upholding, you know, the laws put forth by our forefathers, then how am I supposed to think that you want to include us? And that's both parties, because make no mistake about it, just because, you know, people lived in the North didn't really mean that we necessarily had it better. Still bad for black people all over the country. It was still bad for us all over the country. I'm talking about back in those days. And in these days, it's still bad for us in this country. It's a little better, but not much. There's a few things that have changed, but not much. We haven't really moved the needle much. But see, the problem is this. And this is what I believe. That we black folks, all right, black folks Or even, you know, I'll I'm just going to narrow it down. Us, black folks, we need to learn how to hold motherfuckers accountable for the shit that they tell us and don't follow through on. Okay? Let me say that again. We need to hold both parties, Democrats and Republicans, responsible for the shit that they say that they're going to do for our community, but fail to follow through on. Do you hear me? I hope you do. I really do. Because, in my opinion, that's the only way we're going to get some satisfaction. All right? So, I'm looking for some satisfaction. And I'm ready to start holding people accountable. But you know who I'm going to hold accountable first, right? Us. Us, the ones that it's affecting. I'm going to start holding us accountable for not enforcing these things. And we all have to start holding ourselves accountable for not enforcing them. We have to take accountability. Simple as that. We have to take accountability for these things. We have to turn ourselves towards the problem and lean into it and start dismantling it. Think about it. Think about it, people. We hustle, man. We hustle hard. Hustle. We hustle hard. You know, black women, if black women put their minds to shit, shit happens. It just does. They know how to make shit happen. We hustle hard. So we need to start hustling for ourselves. And a lot of us need to start, especially black men, fellas, come on now. We need to start following suit of our sisters and the way they go about getting things done. We need to stand up and fight. We need to get off the street corners. We need to put in some legitimate work. We need to put forth some legitimacy. That's the only way we're going to be able to stand up and say, give us what we deserve. You feel me? I'm going to take a quick, fast break. And when I come back, I'm going to break down what our two candidates have actually done for the black community.
You bought a new toaster, the fancy one, that requires an app. Because pushing down a lever is the past, and having to make space on your phone for an app before you can toast is the future. Ugh, garbage. So you trade photos for the hope of toast. Memory acquired from memories deleted, you fire it up. The app, not the toaster. And after 4 pages of terms and conditions, you're invited to, no, not toast, create a username and password, neither of which can contain your email, your name, or the word toast. Ignoring the fact that your toaster knows your name, you finally reach the homepage, where you have to name your toaster. But not toaster, because that's taken. Ugh, such garbage. Finally, the newly christened Sir Toast-a-Lot is ready to not toast, because the Bluetooth won't connect. You could have just used the oven. But no, you had to buy the fancy toaster, the one with the app. Dealing with life's garbage takes strength. For that, there's Glad's ForceFlex Max Strength Trash Bag with RipGuard technology. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
This episode is made possible by PwC. A robot may not be coming for your job, but competitors are coming for your market share. At PwC, we pair the right tech with the right solutions to help you gain a competitive edge. Reimagine operations from the cloud, fuel innovation with responsible AI, and detect risks before they become headlines. That's human-led and tech-powered. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Look for Starbucks coffee in a grocery store near you, then sit back and enjoy the exceptional taste of Starbucks at home.
Now, back to the Darren Harris Podcast.
Yo, what's goody? Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm talking about voting and the black community, and why we should and who we should, at the end of the day, it really is your own action, your own thought, what it is that you feel that you need for your well-being, for your family's well-being. What do you need? Which candidate is offering that? Now, what have they done? What have they actually done, though, in their political careers? What for black people? They've both done good things and they've both done bad things, or so it seems to me anyway. But, and this is just what I've managed to pull down, you know, and I've cross-checked a lot of the information. And, man, there's a lot of discrepancy some places. So I'm just going to get into what it is that each of these candidates, or what their legacy is with, or, you know, their what have they done for us? What you done for us, man? So we're going to start with Joe Biden. Joe Biden and the Harris administration, they have invested, and this is on the subject of HSBCUs, historically black colleges. The Biden-Harris administration, they have invested about $6 billion. Now, I'm reading this also. I had to write this stuff down. About $6 billion through the Department of Education to support historically black colleges and universities, right? But in 1972, I was 2 years old, Joe Biden voted against the desegregation of schools. Yeah. Huh. He voted to keep schools segregated back in 1972. The Biden-Harris administration, they have a plan for black America. It is the Lift Every Voice plan. Biden's plan for black America is more comprehensive than Donald Trump's. I will just say that. It's more comprehensive. But like I said, black America needs to hold him accountable for the bullshit he promises, so that we can see the benefits of this plan. It's basically to make sure that we close that wealth gap, to make sure that black families can sustain themselves and that we stay together. We can build wealth. We can build a legacy, a real one. The unemployment rate. I'm going to talk about the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate in April, black America was 4.7%. That was in April. That was the unemployment rate for black America, 4.7%. That's pretty. Now check this out. That's the lowest black unemployment rate recorded in history. That was in April. We had the lowest black unemployment rate in history at 4.7. But that number has gone up, going back to not being employed. You know, he also drafted the effort to pass the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act that would later become the crime bill, which disproportionately put black men in prison at a higher rate than their white counterparts and filled our prison systems and made a bunch of motherfuckers rich. Huh. Off of our backs. That's crazy shit. That's that whole Clinton era shit that when they was running around, stopping, frisking, motherfucking, all kinds of crazy shit. Remember back when crack, I mean, back in those days, like, in the white communities, powdered cocaine was the thing. In the black communities, crack cocaine was the thing. You could get 3 to 4 times, sometimes more, jail time than your white counterpart for having the same amount of cocaine. But because it was crack and it was found predominantly in black neighborhoods, which, by the way, was flooded into black neighborhoods by the government. You see what I'm saying? That just put us in jail. And then you couple that with not giving us any jobs and then putting us out here having to sell this shit to our own people. It contributed to the demise or the downfall of our communities. All over the country. That hurt us so bad. That bashed us right in the motherfucking teeth so bad. So that's what we got to work with. That's in office now. But I will say this about Mr. Biden. Now, I'm not, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not the hugest fan, and I'm not the hugest fan. But this is what I will say. At least through policy, at this particular moment, it appears like he is trying to help the black community. Now, there's a lot of other things that he could come through on for us. But I feel like at least he's making an honest effort to right some of the wrongs that he has done. Now, somebody asked him, was he regretful about that bill that he passed? And he said, no, he wasn't regretful about it because it helped make the streets safe and so on and so forth, blah, 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 blah. However, I think that there's a different approach. And I think that everybody in the world, including number 45, is capable of having a change of heart and an awakening and a realigning. I think everybody is capable of that. Everybody wants redemption. I don't care who you are. I don't care what terrible thing you've done. Everybody wants redemption. Or most people do. There's some fucking crazy fuckers out here who don't give a fuck. But everybody wants redemption. From the bads that they've done. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm willing to say, and I've always been like this, I'm willing to say, all right, show me what you got. Put up a shut up. That's me, okay? Show me what you got. And I'm going to let him show me what he has until he can't anymore. So, in this corner, we have the challenger, the former president, Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump said this. He said that he has done more for the black community than any other president in the history of our country. He was quoted saying that. It's all over everywhere. It's all over everything. And that right there is the biggest bunch of bullshit that I've ever heard in my life. He's done more for the black community since Abraham Lincoln, I believe the quote was. Which then he made a joke and said, I'm not Lincoln. I'm not really Lincoln. But there's so many other presidents who did better things for the black community. And way more things. He brags about, or he goes on to say that he went and had the first step. He went in the First Step Act. In 2018, Donald Trump signed the First Step Act. Donald Trump said, and I quote, "The First Step Act gives nonviolent offenders the chance to reenter society as a productive, law-abiding citizen. This was a bipartisan measure that gained and passed with overwhelming support from both parties." Right? That's kind of cool for people who got some terrible shit to think about Donald Trump. But here's the fucking other side of that. Bill Barr, Trump's Republican Attorney General at the time, tried to block, I mean, is hundreds, I mean, even more thousands of eligible inmates from getting out of jail. He also tried to send the inmates who had been released back to jail under the sentencing project. So even the people, he bragged about this, but then his own party went ahead and tried to undo that very measure. That's crazy. They also tried to freeze applications for inmates who wanted to try to get out there. And he tried to reincarcerate. He tried to reincarcerate people that they had already let go. And by the way, and as I keep reading, this was not completely his idea. Congress debated over this for a bunch of years. How to reduce the size of the federal prison population while maintaining public safety. All he really did was scale down the Sentencing and Reform Corrections Act. Reformed the Corrections Act that Congress came up with in 2015. So Congress had they were trying to do something about it anyway, but he slid in and took credit for making that whole thing happen, which was kind of bullshit, if you ask me. I'm sorry. That's just how it looks to me. It just looks like he just tried to come in and take credit for something that was already in the works anyway. But then still, the Republican Party tried to undo what he had done anyway. I don't get it. The black unemployment rate. Trump came out of his face and said that the black unemployment and the Hispanic unemployment rate had been the lowest it had ever been in the history of our country since he took on office, which is simply put bullshit. It's bullshit because it's actually in decline. The black unemployment rate is in decline. It's gone up a little bit. But it was going into decline when Obama was president. Black people were starting to get jobs when Obama was president. It's crazy, right? But even still, as the unemployment rate went down, black Americans still found it hard to find a job, while white Americans found jobs more quickly. Just the facts. And I'm really trying not to shit on anybody. Okay? And if you want, I mean, fact check me, man. There's a bunch of shit on the internet. There's a bunch of shit in publications. There's a bunch of shit all over everywhere. There is a bunch of information everywhere on everything that I'm telling you. And in more than one place. And in more than one place. And I'll tell you this. I'm going to tell you this also, folks. If you really want some news, right? If you want some news about your country, about this country right here, watch news from other countries. Because they're going to tell you the fucking truth. They're going to tell you the fucking truth about America. They're going to tell you what the fuck, everything we involved in and everything we doing and all the dirty shit that we into. They're going to tell you the bullshit about both presidents because they don't have a fucking dog in the fight. Some countries do, but a lot of motherfuckers don't. A lot of motherfuckers don't care because they got their own shit to worry about. Historically, black colleges and university. Trump claimed that his administration gave the most funding ever to historically black colleges and universities. But while Obama was president, the government invested more than $4 billion in historical black colleges over a 7-year period. But wait a minute. I thought Donald Trump said he'd. This shit is funny to me because it's just not fucking true. It's just not true, man. It's just not true. And And like I said, this is what happens. He takes the credit for everything everybody else did. And I just can't understand why, for the life of me, that people continue to believe that's the truth. I mean, he downplayed the severity of COVID-19, first of all, which affected the black community the most, okay? COVID affected us the most. I lost a best friend, one of my best friends I lost to COVID. My brother had some complications with some stuff, and he passed. I'm not really sure. They said it was something, but I think it was COVID-related, man. But he downplayed the severity of it, and it affected our community and impacted our community the worst. Think about that. A lot of us died because of his nonchalant attitude towards something that is actually out here killing people. And I'll tell you what, I had COVID twice, all right? I had COVID two times, and I beat it. My wife and I, we both beat it. But I will tell you what, there was a time that I thought I was not going to make it, and I was afraid. But I just listened to my body. But I did not take it for granted. I was proactive. I didn't shrug it off. I took it extremely seriously. And I did I took the necessary steps in order to get better. Now, I have not vaccinated myself. My wife and I are unvaccinated. So if you want to call me an anti-vaxxer, you call me whatever you want. But I still have a problem with that also. So there's a lot of shit, folks. Oh, and the last thing. Trump's platinum plan for Black America. All right? Trump's platinum plan for Black America is 2 pages long. Okay? It's just 2 pages. So everything that ails the black community can be solved in 2 fucking pages? That clearly shows that he has no time, or nobody in his camp has no time to spend on how to create better things for black America. And I'm sorry, until these things happen, I'm always just going to be like this. I'm always going to be like this until somebody can show me, hey, man, we making genuine strides and we ain't giving a fuck about what white America thinks. That's what I want to see happen. I want to see white people not give a fuck about what white America thinks about giving black people shit. That's really what I want to see. I want to see somebody whose balls aren't tied down by political special interest. I want to see somebody step the fuck up and say, you know what? I'm done with all this shit. This is what the fuck is going to happen here now. We're all going to have the same opportunities here. Okay? Same jobs. And if I hear some bullshit, I'm going to sanction the fuck out you. Period. And I should run for president. I'm President Harris, bitch. I'm President fucking Harris. So, like I said, the Biden-Harris administration invested about $6 billion through the Department of Education for HSBCUs. And that right there is more than even Obama allocated. So, all right. Show me what you got, because I'm a very show me what you got kind of motherfucker. All right. Now, I take that shit on both sides. If you show me some bullshit, I'm gonna call you out on your bullshit. But if you show me some good shit, I'm gonna give you that accolade. I will always give credit where credit is due, but I will always call out some bullshit when I see it. Now, it's no secret how I feel about Trump. It's no secret. If you listen to my podcast, if you listen to my other podcast, then it's no fucking secret how I feel about the guy. And the reason why I feel about this guy is because I knew about him before his political career even started. And even before it started, he was still shitting on black and Latins as much as he could, him and his father. But like I said, everybody can have a redeeming moment. I think everybody is capable of change. Does this mean that I'm throwing my support behind Donald Trump? Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But what I am saying is everybody can have a change of heart. Everybody can say, hey, maybe if I did this, you know, it wouldn't be such a bad thing. Maybe if I sat down and asked. But no, I don't think that's on anybody's agenda right now. I think the only agenda is to remain in power, is for these old dudes, to remain in power. The problem with old people holding office is they hold on to old ideas. They hold on to old ideas. You follow me, folks? They hold on to old ideas. I'm talking about ideas from the 60s, which is not that long ago, which were fucked up for us. Those ideas were fucked up, and now we have certain lawmakers trying to go back in time. We got motherfuckers wanting to make America great again. For them, it was never great for us. And that's what people don't understand, but they don't care that it wasn't great for us, as long as it is great for them. The rest of us can suffer. We can do whatever we want, as long as we are still relegated to that second position. Second or even third or fifth. They don't give a fuck as long as they're number one. And that is that agenda. And that's the one that I'm going to fucking fight against every damn day. I'm going to take a quick fast break again. And when I come back, we'll talk more about who the fuck you should vote for and who you shouldn't vote for. I'm Darren Harris, and this is my podcast. I'll be right back.
This episode is made possible by PwC. A robot may not be coming for your job, but competitors are coming for your market share. At PwC, we pair the right tech with the right solutions to help you gain a competitive edge. Reimagine operations from the cloud, fuel innovation with responsible AI, and detect risks before they become headlines. That's human-led and tech-powered. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Look for Starbucks coffee in a grocery store near you, then sit back and enjoy the exceptional taste of Starbucks at home.
Now, back to the Darren Harris Podcast.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to my show. Today I'm talking about who should your black ass vote for? No, but really, on some real shit, we need to stand the fuck up and start going to vote. And stop worrying about who fucking on who, who dating whatever, if Puffy sucking dick. We need to stop worrying about that kind of shit, because all of that shit is an actual distraction. That's a fucking distraction from the shit that's really going on. Because all that wool gets pulled down over our eyes. You know, and it's always the entertainment business. It's always entertainment, and all that shit gets pulled down over our fucking eyes. This person's got a new album coming out. That person is this, that person, this person is sleeping with who, this person slapped this person shot that person, so on and so forth. This person going to jail, this person's for, we all caught up in all that bullshit. When real shit is going on right under our noses, we need to wake up. We need to wake the fuck up and start putting forth the real ass effort. We need to start realizing that we got the 16th largest economy on the fucking planet. Not on the planet. Black people, black Americans, the 16th largest economy on the planet. We need to realize that we have some power. We are not powerless anymore. We are not powerless. And we got to realize that in certain forms, we have help also. We got to learn how to take that help. We got to learn how to stand up. We also got to learn how to read between the fucking lines. We got to learn how to read when we're about to get fucked. Need to start learning that. Need to start reading that. Need to start taking heed to that. We also need to start pushing back. We need to start pushing back. When motherfuckers say, oh, we're going to do this, you know, like we're going to draw these voter lines over here to make sure that the black folks over here, that their votes don't really mean shit. We need to push back against that and say, the hell with that shit. Oh, we're powerless to do anything. The fuck we are. We need to start marching. And this is what this is, this right here, right? We are not powerless in this respect. Is that anybody can run for office. Anybody can run for office. And I see a lot of times, if some of us get out and try, some of us actually get elected. Some of us actually do good, like the couple of brothers from Tennessee that they're continuously trying to silence. I wish one of them brothers would run for president. But we need to start looking around. We need to start looking around at other alternatives. We need to start looking around at other alternatives. Now, like I said before I went to break, the problem with old people holding office is they hold on to old ideas. Now, I'm an older dude. I'm about to be 54. I'm an older dude. So do I want to hold office? Yeah, I think I might. If I had my way, I might not make the cutoff. And this is what I think should happen. I think in the political forum that once you reach 60 years old, I don't care if you're the sheriff of some local, I don't give a fuck what you, once you reach 60, you're done. You must retire. At 60 years old, you're done. At 52 years, 52 years old should be the cutoff point to run for any two 4-year terms, like a president. 52 years old. That's the last time, motherfucker. And if you lose re-election at 56, that's it, motherfucker. You can't run again. That's it. You done at 56. So you better make sure you put the gusto in on your re-election bid. Because I think this old politics bullshit is the shit that's keeping us where the fuck we are. And I think a lot of this old politics bullshit is the reason that we are still divided. You hear me? I hear so many people. I'm starting to see a lot of these people on social media also. I see a lot of people on social media, a lot of rednecks on social media talking about some, yo, we need to unite. We need to stop listening to these motherfuckers. They're trying to keep us apart. They're trying to keep us separated. And that's not what we need, folks. We don't need to be separated as a country. All right? We don't need to be separated as a country. Now, didn't you just do a podcast about black neighborhoods? And yes, I do still believe that we need all black neighborhoods. We need all black neighborhoods with black people in it that are affluent, that have businesses that grow and thrive. I will stand by that, and I think we need that because everybody needs that. All communities need that. We still need diversity, though. We do need diversity. Absolutely. Absolutely. But we also, there are things that just need to happen for a multitude of reasons. And one of these things is we need to start understanding that we are not against each other. That we are not against each other. Now, I talk a lot of militant black shit. But I'm not against white people, man. I'm really not. I'm against ignorance. And I am also against racism. I am against racism on all forms. And I don't care who it comes from and who it goes to. I am against racism. And I will speak up to anyone who feels entitled enough to say some slick shit out of their mouth about race. And I'll say something. I'm not that quiet person. My wife will tell you right now, I'm not that quiet motherfucker. I'll say something to your ass. But a lot of people don't. They don't say anything about it. And it continues to perpetuate, and it perpetuates into our politics. Thus, we have what we have now. So, start like this, black folks. Once again, I'm talking to black folks, man. I'm talking to black folks. We need to get out and become active. And become active in the community. And I will say, I'm starting to see more and more. My sister, Twyla, she done turned into a straight soccer mommy. I'd have never thought Twyla would have been a soccer mom. But yes, my sister is a soccer mom. And she's out there with the other soccer moms. And my sister, Twyla, don't take that shit. She don't take that shit. So if you say some slick shit out of your mouth, she might put something in it for you. But that's not the way that it should be. But I'm prepared to take it there too. I'm prepared to fight for the shit that I believe in. And I believe in everybody needs to get the fuck off of everybody's back. Everybody needs to wake up and realize that the politics and the political system that we have going on in this country right now is deeply flawed. And it needs a complete overhaul. We need a do-over, as a matter of fact. We need a motherfucking do-over. We need, really, what we need is a reset button. Like, or even like, and you know, like, if you play spades, you have like a miss deal. Like, I think that we got a miss deal, and I think we need a whole new deck of fucking cards. Or like you're in Vegas, they only use a deck of cards for so many times, and they fucking retired them shit. Same thing with the fucking dice. A little bit of time, and then your ass is done. We need a revamp of what's going on here in America. And we need to do it like a grand reopening or some shit like this. You know, like you go in your neighborhood and there was a store that's been here for 25 years and that motherfucker closed. And then you see the paper up on the windows and it says coming soon, da 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 something. And we want to desperately see that's what America needs to do. We want to see what the fuck is going on inside there behind the little, you know, the paper that they got up in the window. We need to see we need to be America on the other side of this paper getting our fucking shit together. Our restaurant is fucking broken here. Our service and our commitment to service is bullshit. We have become motherfucking Taco Bell around this bitch. We need to stand the fuck up and get our asses back in the kitchen and cook up some real shit together. Because we're here together, like it or fucking not. Listen. This does not go out to Republicans. This goes out to all of these cultists, I'll call them. And you are, you're cultists. If you're up Trump's ass and down, if you're up his ass and that, I don't even know, then you're a cultist and you're a dumbass. And if you're willing to die for the president or some shit and you're not in the military, you're a fucking dumbass because he don't give a fuck about you, okay? And he's made it so that you don't give a fuck about anyone else in your country but you. And that is wrong because you're not the only ones here. And you're gonna feel that every fucking time you turn around. And you think this dude's going to roll back some shit and put black people in their place or brown people in their place and relegate us to some. You're mistaken because we're not afraid anymore. We're not fucking afraid anymore. And I think now is the time to put the fucking screws to everybody and show them. Tim Scott, what a fucking Uncle Tom. This motherfucker, I love you. Fucking dude, you need to sit your ass down somewhere. Really? You need to sit your ass down someplace. Because you need to understand that these men do not love us. They love themselves. And they just use us to get the things they want. And they discard us as soon as they get them. And the sooner that we realize that, the better off we'll be as a country. I think that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Darren Harris Podcast. Please go out and vote, folks. But vote responsibly. And vote with compassion in your hearts. Think about other people. Not just you. Not just you. Now, I know people are going to vote one way or the other. But start learning what is right and what is not. Start learning what are truths and what are lies. And start holding motherfuckers accountable for those lies that they tell. If we don't do that, and we just put whatever the fuck in office, then I'm sorry, then we're all screwed. I want to thank my parents for being the best parents in the world and for giving me this brain to think about some of these things. Now, I'm not super smart or anything like that, but at least they gave me a brain that I could think about some things, and I'm thankful for that. I want to thank my wife for being extremely fine and sexy and encouraging me to do this, just like my best friend and producer, Jesse Yandel. I want to thank him also for the testicular fortitude that he has given me to go out in here and continue to do my podcast. And I want to thank Gentry Thomas for giving me the platform to reach out to you on. My name is Darren Harris, and please join me on my social media. I am Darren, D-E-R-O-N-T Harris on Instagram, on Facebook, and Darren Teray Harris, T-E-R-A-E Harris on Comedian on Instagram. Facebook was the first one. Instagram is the second one. You can also get at me at DarrenHarris.com. So if you want, DM me, man. Send me some topics. I'll talk about anything. I'm Darren Harris. Until next week, peace.
You've been listening to the Darren Harris Podcast. Subscribe to the show, give a good rating, and everything you need to know is at DarrenHarris.com.